Aloha all, this is Catherine Cruz. You are tuned to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. You know, it was around this time last year that Kohia Lewis came up with an idea to help Hawaiian vendors who normally would have sold their ware at the Merry Monarch Hula Festival. You know, when the event was canceled, Pop-Up Makeke was born. But the executive director of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement never dreamed it would become so successful that Amazon would come calling. The company recently purchased property here on Oahu. We talked to Kohia Lewis about how this deal came about.
You know, the reality, Catherine, is that we had gone through season two of Papa Makeke, and there were points in the operation where we were getting thousands of orders a day, and it became obvious to us that this was outgrowing our capacity locally. And, you know, as I had mentioned in previous conversations, Amazon had reached out to us. They reached out to us. They wanted to work with us. There was something that they were aspiring to, having an authentic connection to Hawaii-based products. We kind of tabled it because I wanted to the degree that we could keep it local, and we thought we could live up to the demand. Well, we were wrong, and so we outgrew our capacity, and so now it's time for the Amazon robots to take over.
Okay, so it's going to take it to another level, but you're okay with that.
Well, I mean, I think Amazon's they're a great partner. They're also establishing themselves locally here in the islands, as we know. And so it's going to help where we need them. We are going to keep many aspects of the Pop-Up Makeke 100% local, but the fulfillment, where orders go out in a timely manner and in a manner in which is conducive to the customer demand, is critical. And unfortunately, the capacity locally in our islands for that type of fulfillment doesn't exist. We are working, we've been hunting for someone that can do that, but it's reached a level where I think Amazon is the right partner at the right time. And while we look at how we can, you know, build our local capacity.
But you will still get a cut, though, won't you, for the council?
There's no cut, so there's no fee, first of all. So it's subsidized. So we go out and we seek support from various foundations, from federal government, from county, and we ask them to help subsidize this. This is a program. It's a nonprofit making venture. It is run by a nonprofit. So it's not where we get a cut, per se, but the operational cost that facilitates the Papa Makeke is subsidized through third-party contributions.
What does this new relationship with Amazon mean for local vendors?
Well, it means that they're going to have an opportunity to be on a much bigger stage. And so they are going to get exposure beyond than what the Papa Makeke had provided. And Papa Makeke did help many of them grow their brand. You know, we have customer base now in the tens of thousands. We had sold over 100,000 products in that short window, and over $2 million went into the pockets of these small businesses. And so what this will mean is that the opportunity to work with a worldwide company with that level of, you know, reach is going to take these businesses who are ready for the opportunity to an even greater level.
And so if there are vendors out there that are interested in re-upping or new ones that want to jump in on Pop-Up Makeke, what do they need to know?
So first of all, everything is on our website. We are accepting vendor applications right now. So it's open. It's an open call. We're not restricting it to anyone to apply. We will be going through a process. Part of that process is, you know, looking at what we learned from the last couple of seasons, and you know, there's vendors that are ready for this step, and there's vendors that we want to help get to this phase. But this is a huge opportunity for them to take their business to another level. So not only will we be bringing back all of the things that Papa Makeke offered, the heavy promotion, the opportunity to be on television and marketed digitally around the world, it's adding Amazon and their reach to the mix as well.
Now, in seasons previous, you know, there was some CARES money, some help that came from the counties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's not going to be there in the future, and so this is
right.
Just another way to deal with the shipping.
So the structure of the Papa Makeke is slightly shifting to where we are looking at wholesale buying. So this, again, for those vendors that are ready for a wholesale buying process, we will buy the products from them, and we will sell them online at the retail price. The money that is generated from that is helping to keep the pop-up makeke and the promotional components and the operations afloat. But there is also a consignment component where if you're not ready perhaps for that scale where you're ready to wholesale, sell us 500 products, there's a consignment where we will help you sell. So all of this is outlined on the application so that vendors understand the two different categories in which they can apply to. But yeah, we're moving towards a model where the pop-up makeke is more self-sustaining, not dependent on any kind of subsidy, and allows these small businesses to reach a much bigger customer base.
No, I was able to visit the pop-up makeke store over at Pearl Ridge.
Awesome.
You know, that Mauna Ola, was generous enough to, use some of the space to showcase the product. I mean, that's just been, a really nice storefront to be able to go to if people wanted to, pick up the product and look at it before they made the purchase.
So that was a beautiful partnership. You know, we know that there are still customers that prefer to touch, try on, take a closer look at the products. So that's something that we will definitely explore is making sure that if that is an available option where someone can go into a retail space, that's still an option. But a lot of the details and whether that's going to happen in this upcoming season is still in the air. But that is something that we're aware of, is that there's still a strong customer base that really needs that added feel, touch, use their senses to see if that's the product they want.
Now, this third season, it starts when?
We're looking at June, early June, and it'll run through probably the summer. It all depends on the number of things. One is the funds that we're able to raise. Again, this is a nonprofit venture. It's not a for-profit, so it's not like we're out to make money, but we are in the process of seeking support for the pop-up makeke. It's productions, it's promotion, it's the airtime, as well as offsetting some costs that will be passed on by way of fulfillment.
So is there a deadline that vendors need to know about, in order to get in the game for selection?
There isn't a deadline, but we will start selecting vendors in early April. So within a week, we're going to start pulling a committee together to start reviewing those applications. So the sooner they get it in, the greater their chances at knowing whether they'll be in the pop-up makeke.
Okay, and the opportunity to get connected to Amazon. The reach is worldwide.
Yep.
You must feel pretty good, though, yeah, knowing just how this whole thing started and knowing that you've been able to help the local businesses here.
Yeah, Catherine, this came by way of an idea. We were simply thinking to ourselves, how do we help all of these small businesses who just got canceled out by the pandemic? You know, there's no Made in Hawaii Festival, there's no craft fairs, there's no Merry Monarch Fair. There's all of these small businesses who this is an important part of their livelihood. We knew that that was disrupted. So it started with an idea. And I went out and I sought support from some people, and I floated the idea, put it on paper. And our first contributor was Hawaii Community Foundation, who loved the idea. They knew that they didn't know what the outcome would be, but it was a small $10,000 donation. And then we went to Hawaii Tourism Authority, who them too were scratching their heads thinking, how do we keep our economy alive through the pandemic? So they contributed. And then Hawaiian Airlines stepped up and offered free shipping. And since then, it has blossomed into what we have now, which is thousands of orders were going out the door during the last season, millions of dollars going into the pockets of our small businesses so that they could keep food on the table, and just Hawaii products being shared across the world, around the world. We had customers from every continent that was ordering from Papa Makeke. So it felt really good to know that Hawaii, even through the hardship that the world was facing, was embraced in so many different parts of the world.
Well, I know you've probably heard it, but I'm going to say it again. Mahalo and aloha, Kuhio Lewis.
Thank
you,
Catherine.
Thank you for what you've done for these small businesses. We were talking to Kohil Lewis of the Council of Native Hawaiian Advancement, talking about the new alliance with the shipping giant Amazon and the next phase for Pop-Up Makeke, the new go-to marketplace for Hawaii products. We'll have links on how to sign up on our website.